Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In this post, we introduced a study where the authors found that nurses understand that they play a key role in interprofessional concussion management for secondary school students. However, the lack of agreement on the roles of team members suggests that protocols may be needed to foster role delineation and communication among the interprofessional concussion management team. If we take a closer look at this post, we find that the authors explored the school nurse's perceptions and experiences of an interprofessional concussion management team for adolescents following a concussion in the secondary school setting. 15 school nurses who had at least 5 years' experience and at least one concussed adolescent that needed academic accommodations in the prior year were randomly selected from 296 potential individuals. Each school nurse completed a semi-structured interview by answering 12 open-ended questions with follow-up questions as needed. In brief, in addition to a nurse, the participants suggested that the concussion management team should include a physician, athletic trainer, school counselor, teacher, and other members such as parents and school administrators. Though nurses seemed to agree on who should be involved, there was a lack of agreement on each member's role. Another concern was how each team member would be able to communicate with each other, since not everyone on the concussion management team would be present during the school and after-school activities. Here we see that the authors found that the nurses believe that the return-to-learn process is important, and that there are several professionals that need to work together to make sure the plan is being implemented and carried out appropriately. The nurses typically agreed on who should be part of the concussion management team. However, access and understanding of how each person will fulfill their role varied. School nurses placed a larger emphasis on the role they play along with teachers due to the ease of contact taking place during school hours. However, the nurses also stated that they would like more education focused on concussion management. The nurses also noted that counselors and administrators were important to influence the success of a plan, but due to other responsibilities, they may not have the time to sufficiently be involved. Interestingly, school nurses did not highlight the athletic trainer or physician as having a large role in the concussion management process, which could be due to the conflicting schedules. Overall, nurses agreed that physicians prescribed the accommodations, but they struggled with the lack of consistency of the accommodations. Currently, medical professionals should consider developing protocols to foster interprofessional collaboration for focused and successful implementation of return-to-learn and play guidelines. These protocols need to indicate the role of each team member and develop a strategy to foster communication between nurses, athletic trainers, and other team members. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a news article about a study that found that 1 in 5 teens report having a concussion in their lifetime. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.